Und er sagt gerade noch so, ach, das bin ja ich. Natürlich ist er das. Nick Waterhouse hier auf Flux FM und bei mir im Studio. Hello.
Hello.
And you brought your wonderful singer Carol. Hello.
Miss Carol Hatchett is joining us in the studio.
Good to have you here.
Yeah.
So, you got straight from LA? No, you got some Europe dates before, right?
Yeah, we're coming down from Hamburg.
Hamburg. How was it? Rainy.
It was rainy. It was cold.
Like here?
Yeah, well, it's got a subtle ocean breeze going. It was a really good show. We like packed it out. The run has been really raggedy and fun.
Yeah. Nice. Gestern noch in Hamburg, heute schon in Berlin. Das Wetter in Hamburg war natürlich genauso beschissen wie hier. For someone who's from LA, it's not the best time of the year.
No, but actually, since I grew up in the relentless onslaught of the sun, since I was born, I'm kind of like sick of sunshine. So any break.
Yeah.
An excuse to wear a good sweater and a coat, I will take.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, okay. Das ist natürlich mein Argument. Ne? Wenn ich sage, er kommt aus L.A. und hat sein ganzes Leben lang nur Sonne gehabt und da ist es dann auch mal schön, wenn man vielleicht ein bisschen Regen, ein bisschen schlechtes Wetter hat, da kann man nämlich auch mal einen schönen Mantel tragen. So, weather talk is over now. Let's talk about music.
Yeah, please.
You got a new album out this month, and it's the fourth, and it's self-titled. Why the fourth album is the first self-titled?
Because you almost just called it the first, and I wanted it to feel like the first record.
Uh-huh.
For everybody.
Uh-huh.
Like, hello, it's me, your friend, Nick Waterhouse, singing and telling you stories.
Yeah.
I don't know. I made the first three albums kind of in this nonstop cycle since my very first 45. Like, everything happened so fast. I was making just a couple singles and playing my first shows, and then the next thing I knew, I was making an album and out on the road, and it turns into this kind of like demanding, no breaks, no thought thing. And it's not really like I took any vacation here, but I was not contractually obligated to make any records after those three.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a moment to decide whether I was a musician or not.
Okay, right.
And the record is the answer to that question.
Okay.
So I'll leave it to the listener to judge whether I am a musician, but I felt very strongly about it, and like I was making a statement that was true to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Also sei es eine sehr lange Antwort, kurz gefasst, er wollte da aus den letzten drei Alben so ein bisschen ausbrechen und wollte sich da ein bisschen mal wieder setteln, weil das wirklich so zur Routine geworden ist. Ein Album machen, auf Tour sein und dann wieder von vorne das Ganze. Und da musste ein kleiner Break rein und dann musste er mal kurz sich selbst orientieren, ob er ein Musiker ist, und hat es damit mit der neuen Platte natürlich dann auch ausgedrückt, indem er das ganze Ding self-titled hat. Also es heißt Nick Waterhouse und das werden wir heute Abend auch sehen. You're gonna play tonight.
Yeah.
And it's sold out. I mean, it's not the first time here in Berlin.
No. We always have really great shows. I think this is my third at Columbia Hall.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really phenomenal Valentine show at Heimathafen.
Heimathafen.
Yeah, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That was just insane. So ever since then, I'm kind of riding high every time I get to Berlin.
Yeah. And I guess the people loved that show as well because it's sold out tonight and people going crazy about you.
Yeah, it sold out really far in advance. And I don't know, Berliners, we have a thing. We have an understanding.
Yes.
Them and I.
What are the differences between German audience, people who listen to your music, and Americans, for example?
Oh, well, I think that the American audience is like inherently a little spoiled and cynical. Like, they have a shorter attention span and they're a little less committed.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'd say the Germans have too.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that may just be a generational trait. But I'm really fascinated by my relationship with my German audience, because I think everybody here is maybe a little bit more thoughtful in how they engage, and then they need to be unlocked in a certain way to party.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I do it with as many Americans. Like in Austin, Texas, or Chicago, or L.A., I can.
Yeah.
But it's like America is just so spread out that I don't necessarily also fit with any one scene there.
Yeah.
And here I'm just an exported good where people can just enjoy me for what I am.
Okay. Yeah. Good explanation. And yeah, understandable. Yeah. Okay. So you brought some live music as well.
Yeah, we're going to play a song off the new record.
So which one?
We're going to do a number called Which Was Writ, which is a very minimal arrangement. The band is off setting up all the gear at the venue, so we just brought my humble guitar and me and Carol to do this.
I guess you are seven people on stage. It's going to be pretty too less space in here to bring all
right
into the studio. So
trying to fit two horns in here might hurt your eardrums. Although
maybe
we've done it before.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward. You heard it's live here auf Lux FM.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Waterhouse.
Fingers got darker. The world's a submission. My mind's a red marker. Hey.
Hier auf Lux FM zusammen mit seiner bezaubernden Sängerin Carol. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. So, we've been talking before about what we've been talking about maths before we started the interview. So, I've been thinking about what was your first target in life to be to earn your money? Is it always being a musician or
no? I wanted to be an archaeologist when I was really young.
Archaeologist? Yeah. Look
at this. It's kind of like an Indiana Jones fantasy.
Right. Yeah. But why not?
Well,
the guitar came in between.
Yeah. But in a funny way, I made the guitar like fit that fantasy because I'm like, I worked in all these record shops and I found out that like the artifacts that I really liked that I felt were worth preserving for the good of mankind were all these songs, and then I travel the world, I meet all these people, I have adventures, you know. I do it with more people than the lone archaeologist, but my dad was a fireman, so it was like we had an action-packed household, like we would be like racing motorcycles and surfing and skiing and all that stuff. So I think I wanted to do something more like action oriented, but more with the brain, maybe.
Not just old rocks.
Not old rocks. No.
Yeah, that's how it is. So, also ich habe mal gerade gefragt, ob das seine erste Wahl war, Musiker zu werden. Und nein, er wollte eigentlich Archäologe werden, so ein bisschen Indiana Jones mäßig. Und sein Vater war ein Feuerwehrmann und da gab es sehr viel Action im Haushalt. Und dann irgendwie war dann doch das Archäologe sein etwas zu langweilig und die Musik kam dazwischen. So, if you when we look at your audience at your concerts. Mm-hmm. How does the typical Nick Waterhouse audience look like? Is there a typical audience?
Yeah, it's eclectic. So what I really like is that my fan base seems to draw from like all these different communities and age groups and genders and like, I mean, I'll have like teenagers and then I'll have 80-year-olds and everybody in between. Some cool kids, some really uncool kids.
Uncool kids?
Yeah.
Why uncool?
Because I was friends with a lot of uncool kids in school, so I know a real nerd when I see one.
Oh, you have you been in high school at the, like, we know it here in Germany from all those movies, like in the uncool part of...
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty true. Hmm. I mean, you know, like every cliche... So it's like not as cut and dry, but so I was in this program when I was in elementary school, like age 6, 7 until high school. It was the same 30 kids. And I'm actually like the failure. Like they went to Oxford and they're like doctors or professors or like scientists. And I just play 3-chord songs. And
just play 3-chord songs well.
And rhyme some words. But those were all, yeah, those were the people that I grew up. So I can pick them out when they're in the audience.
Okay, you're right. The vibes, do you feel the vibes still?
Oh, yeah, kind of
kids?
I do, because I can identify with them. I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
But I get everybody, you know, that's what's cool.
That sounds like a pretty cool and mixed audience.
Yeah, jazz fans, rock and roll fans, hipsters, weird record collectors, hip-hop head guys.
Nice.
It's all over.
Yeah. People who are into good music.
Yeah, it's a listening audience.
Yes. Interested listening audience.
It's not a scene audience.
Yeah. Nice. That is, I mean, for a musician, it's the best audience you can get.
That's the world that I wanted to build. So that's what it is, yeah.
Made it. And sold out, of course. Also, das ist heute Abend ausverkauft. Er hat gerade ein bisschen erzählt, wie das Publikum so aussieht. Und zwar ist da wirklich alles mit dabei. Er war früher selbst so ein bisschen bei den uncoolen Kids dabei. Und das fängt wirklich in dem Publikum auch an. Also von den coolen bis zu den uncoolen und alte und junge. Und jeder ist eigentlich willkommen auf dieser Show von Nick Waterhouse. Und ihr könnt natürlich auch dabei sein. Zwar nicht mehr jetzt einfach an der Abendkasse, sondern ihr müsstet schon jetzt anrufen, weil das sind nämlich die letzten Tickets, die wir hier haben für heute Abend im Columbia Theater. Nick Waterhouse, einfach anrufen 030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zu uns ins Studio. Und mit ein bisschen Glück seht ihr den Herren dann auch in voller Besetzung live. So, I wish you a great show.
Thank you. As great
as can be tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a lot of fun and come back soon, please.
I love it here. Thanks to Flux for having me.
Come back.
All right.
Every time.
All right.
And we listen to one more song from your new record called Wreck the Rod. Goodbye.
So long.